Sonia Sorich is here. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
She's the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, and on Fridays, we talk about the week's business stories. The McClatchy Company, one of the area's largest public companies, announced this week that it's replacing its CEO.
Patrick Talamantes, who took the role in 2012, is being replaced by Craig Foreman, a private investor and an entrepreneur who sits on McClatchy's board. McClatchy operates media outlets in nearly 30 U.S. markets. That includes the Sacramento Bee.
This is a pretty challenging time for all media companies. How does McClatchy compare?
This departure comes as McClatchy's stock has fallen 18% since August. The company's revenue and operating cash flow have been hurt by declines in print advertising. McClatchy reported a $9.8 million loss in its third fiscal quarter. The next earning report is in February, so we'll have to see what happens.
75 acres on the northwestern edge of Davis could become new housing under a proposal submitted to the city, but the developer has a specific demographic in mind.
This project is currently being called the West Davis Active Adult Community. This would be a senior housing community of more than 400 homes and apartments. The project's developer says there are no places for older active adults to move in Davis, and the city is losing some of those people as a result to Woodland.
What sort of amenities would this project include?
Well, we've seen similar communities elsewhere, back up to golf courses. Now, that wouldn't be the case with this project in Davis, according to the developer. The developer says every home in the project would face up to green belts, open space, and walking paths. There would be other amenities such as an activity and wellness center, restaurant, and classroom space.
Many people say that there's sort of an anti-growth sentiment in Davis. What are the chances this project will run into opposition?
This project does have a long road to travel before it becomes a reality. It will need approval from the Davis City Council, and because it's outside current city limits, it will need to go before voters as a ballot measure. Now, last year, that sort of vote rejected Nishi Gateway, but the developer of this project remains optimistic about its future.
Thousands of wine enthusiasts filled downtown Sacramento for the Unified Wine and Grape Symposium this week. Now, we've seen a big boom in craft beer lately. Has that hurt the wine industry?
It's interesting. Initially, that seemed that was a fear, but at a State of the Industry event at the symposium, an expert said that wine sales are actually growing, and the market for higher-end wines is growing as well, with many consumers trading up to those higher prices.
Are there any areas where the growth is slowing?
Well, one area is worth noting. It appears restaurant wine sales are declining. Experts say that could be a result of the influence that millennials are having on the dining scene. Perhaps millennials have less money when they're dining out, or maybe they just choose to use their money in other ways when they're ordering at restaurants.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.